You are Locked On MLB, your daily MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans, and welcome to Locked On MLB, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. This is the daily podcast where we talk about all of Major League Baseball, and I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully. On today's episode, I'm going to be playing a classic Sully baseball rant from February of 2017, where I gave my thoughts of what the A's should do with their stadium. And this show is available on the free and easy to use Himalaya podcasting app. We're also available wherever you get your podcasts. When you're at home doing the responsible thing, doing your social distancing, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On MLB or check out some of the other great shows on the Locked On Podcast Network, where it really is your team every day. Follow us on Twitter at LockedOnMLB_net. We're at Instagram at LockedOnMLB. I'm your pal Sully. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. So I am going back to the vault, one of the nearly 1,800 shows I did on the old Sully Baseball show. This was a rant I did that is evergreen, or at least it's still relevant. And it is green because it's about the A's. And this I recorded around the time in February 2017, when the looked like the Raiders were getting ready to pack up to go to Vegas, and turns out that's exactly what happened. And I gave my thoughts on what the A's should do with their stadium whenever they build one, and what kind of stadium they should build.
I do not want a traditional ballpark in the Oakland Coliseum. I want the best modern, high-tech, 21st century ballpark right there in the parking lot. They will build it in the parking lot. That's where it belongs. That's where the team belongs. It's not going to be on the waterfront. It's not going to be a downtown ballpark. It's going to be right there in the Oakland Alameda County Coliseum parking lot. And once the stadium is built, they'll raise the Coliseum. They'll knock it down. And that'll be that. I want every single high-tech advantage. I want stuff that you put in there. Why the hell are they doing that? And then you realize, oh my God, how could I live without this? You want an example? When you fly, let's say, Virgin or JetBlue, or I guess most airlines that aren't Southwest, there is a TV monitor in the back of the seat in front of you. Well, what if there was something like that at every seat? What if there is something where you're checking stats and doing that? Maybe that's something that's attached to the seat, or you can see the instant replay from right there. Or maybe there's some sort of, maybe it's rigged for Wi-Fi and everyone's checking their devices. Or maybe there's some high-tech way that information is shown and projected. When you go to a ballpark and you're kind of craning your neck to see this, or you're looking over your shoulder to say that, well, maybe there'd be ways to put up screens, holograms, virtual stuff. I don't know. Boy, that comes from a high-tech man. But to have it filled with this, have it be a laboratory for new ways to enjoy a ball game live. And do not put it in a phony facade of, golly, we got bricks, and look at the weird angles that the walls go on. They had weird angles in old-time ballparks because that's where the goddamn streets were. Sorry, Ray, but that's where they were. And the fact of the matter is, that's not what Oakland is, and that's not what the A's should be. High tech. If it's going to be Cisco Field, then have Cisco not just slap their name on it, but try stuff out. Think about all the things that are considered laughable when they started, and now you can't live without. Here, I'll give you an example. In terms of enjoying a sport, when the ESPN permanently put the ticker on the bottom, people thought that it was initially annoying. Well, they have the other scores going. It used to be like every 10 minutes ago, and it would come up on their list and it would go away. But now they have that ticker on there. And why do they have that ticker on there? The main reason is A lot of times people are watching these games at like a restaurant or a sports bar or something like that. And you can't quite hear, but you look up and say, I'll be dipped. Look at that. The Rangers are beating the Tigers 4-2. And, I'll wait for that score to come around. Now you flip around, you expect that. I'll tell you another thing that was laughed out, just thought it was so dumb, was when Fox came up with a Fox box, and they would have the score permanently in the, what was it, the upper right-hand corner of the game. Get that out of there. It's distracting. Now, try watching a game without it. You need that there. When you flip there, immediately, here's the score. Here's the count. Here's the pitch. Here's the score. Here's what inning it is, bottom, top, whatever. You instantly know. And if you're flipping around, it may not be a game you're that interested in, but holy cats. The Rangers are beating the Tigers 4-2 in the ninth, and there's two outs but two runners on. Why am I focused on the Rangers and the Tigers? I don't know. I'm pulling out two teams I don't really care about. There are things like that. There are advantages. You have to be a think tank. Not every advantage that we've had has worked, but have it be and a place where these things are experimented. That becomes one of the draws to go to an A's game, is the new experience of it. Did you go to that? Yeah, they have these cool screens. They have the cool this. They have a cool that, which is part of the experience of going to a game, is not just the team is good, but that the experience was memorable. In some instances, the experience is you're right in the heart of the city, you're experiencing the beautiful views and the nice traditional look of the park and everything like that, like AT&T Park or PNC Park in Pittsburgh or Petco Park. A lot of P's going on here. I'm popping my P's in San Diego. Well, maybe the experience of going to an A's game is it's where you will first experience this, or you'll first experience that.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Do you hate stepping on the scale? Maybe it's because you haven't met the right one. A company called Withings produced the world's first smart scale, and they're still the best. In fact, Tom's Guide rated Withings Body Plus the best overall smart scale 2020. If you're looking to lose weight, willpower is the key. But so is having the right tools. Withings smart scales are known for durability and an exceptionally user-friendly design. Step on, and data from every weigh-in syncs automatically to the free app for iOS and Android via Wi-Fi or Bluetooth. Lots of smart scales don't have the Wi-Fi option. It means you need to have your phone on. But Withings Body Plus gives weight, full body composition, weight trend, even a local weather report. The scale can support up to 8 users and even know who is who. Here's the deal. You could get 25% off of Withings Body Plus right now at withings.com for a very limited time. Go to withings.com, withings.com, /MLB, and get 25% off Body Plus Body Composition Scale. That's withings.com, /MLB, to get 25% off Body Plus Body Composition Scale. What are you doing for the game? It's a universal question. Whether a casual follower that tweets everything, the beginner, the diehard, the stat nerd, the smack talker, the appetizer guy, the guy doing a daily baseball podcast that couldn't care less or that makes everything into a competition person, we all have our place in the sports world. The same personalities apply to fantasy sports, and League Commish exists to ensure that your fantasy sports experience is the best one for you. We match managers to leagues as we lay the foundation for your new league. It's as easy as sign up with your preferences. Get matched and approve of that match before any commitment on your end. Sign up with League Commish by February 29th and receive 15% off by entering the code LOCKEDON in the referred section of the sign-up form. The first 25 people using our code receive their first match for free. So what are you doing for the game? Find your next fantasy sports league at leaguecommish.com. As we're returning to the rant from February 1st, 2017, from the Old Sully Baseball Show, I explain a little bit of why the A's need a specific kind of stadium.
isn't that when you think about the A's and the pockets of success that the A's have had, there's always been a figure who has been doing things a little bit differently than everyone else, who is looked upon as the spearhead of that success with the A's. Charlie O'Finley, they're going to wear different looking uniforms. They're going to be wearing wild mustaches. We're going to be doing some strange stuff. We're going to have a rabbit come up and hand the ball to the umpire. We're going to be doing innovations, championing the DH, championing a designated runner. Not everything worked, but there was a sense of, let's just try anything. When the A's had a brief moment of glory in the early 80s, it was because of Billy Ball. It was bringing Billy Martin in and having his brand of baseball energize the team in the South Bay, East Bay. You know what I'm talking about. Tony La Russa introducing new ways to handle the bullpen and injecting two kind of sluggers like Canseco and McGuire into the mix. You see what I did there? And now we're praising Billy Beane and his different ways of thinking, a Moneyball. Hell, we even made a Brad Pitt film about it. Yes, we did. You and me, we all made that movie. So there's always a sense of the A's need to survive, so they'll do it a little differently. It's going to be a little slightly off from what everyone's doing. In other words, the character, the legacy of the Oakland A's is the exact opposite of tradition. They came to Oakland. If they were traditional, they would be in Philadelphia. Their color would be blue, they would be the Athletics, and people would be pining for the days of Connie Mack, Jimmy Fox, Lefty Grove, and Rube Waddell. But instead, you have innovators. The innovator of Finley, the innovator of having a star reliever like Raleigh Fingers, to have a game changer like Ricky Henderson transform the game, to have how we even look at a bullpen is totally different based upon Dennis Eckersley and the crew there. This is what the legacy of the A's is, doing things differently and trying to be the first to do a bunch of things. So why shouldn't the ballpark reflect that? If there's new ways to construct it, new ways to arrange the seats, I don't know. There are people a lot smarter than me. If I picked up a stone and I threw it down the street in Palo Alto, I'm going to hit five geniuses. Some of them work at Starbucks, but they're geniuses. Make it a think tank and come up with some of these ideas, and that's what the ballpark should be. You go to a tradition, you want an old-fashioned traditional feel, you go to AT&T Park, but it becomes, yeah, did you go to Oakland? Yeah, they're doing some, what are they doing this year in Oakland? Like, each year there's a new innovation, and some of them are going to stink, but some of them may not be, and they may be the very things that we have in every park. That's another Oakland innovation. All right, well, I hope you enjoyed that classic Sully baseball rant. I think that it remains relevant. The A's are the team of innovation. They need the stadium of innovation. And there's parts of the rant that I edited out because it was me basically begging the Raiders to move to Vegas to allow this to happen. And the Raiders have obliged. So A's, listen to your pal Sully. I'm right about this. Follow us on the free and easy to use Himalaya podcasting app. We're also available wherever you get your podcasts. And when you're at home being responsible, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On MLB. Or check out some of the other great shows, including Locked On Fantasy Baseball. Really terrific show there. Good work there, Scott. This has been the Locked On MLB program for the 26th day of March, 2020. It should have been opening day today. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully.